episode 50. What a brief and wild journey it's been. Because I'm so thankful that people have shown enough interest for me to keep doing this for 50 episodes and hopefully 100, hopefully 200, you know, I'm going to do something special as a little mini-series specifically for the month of March to celebrate 50 episodes. Now, the idea started with a conversation with Soph, her sister Gretchen, and Gretchen's boyfriend Will. The conversation was mainly focused on the movie Chicken Run and how it's an allegory for the Holocaust, but it touched on maybe focus and how to use your time wisely, I think. Anyway, during that conversation, my phone, its battery died. Now, because of that conversation, I made the conscious decision not to plug it in and just to let it ride. So for the month of March, to celebrate 50 episodes, I'm going to give it a shot as to, you know, to see what it's like to go a whole month without a cell phone. Today is day 4. It's March 5th, so it's been the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And to start, you know, let me explain why, personally, I think it's worthwhile for me to try to go without a cell phone. I've talked about this before, and I've talked about the currency of time. I think it's extremely obvious at this point that so many of us use the phone as just a way to passively live. And I say that on purpose because I don't think many people are active in their own life, meaning I'm not sure people are really like doing anything other than just being in cruise control on a day-to-day basis. And I kind of don't want to be like that. I'm not going to judge other people for just getting by, but I know personally I want to be as active in my failures or successes as possible. So with that being the case, I need to really emphasize and make use of the time that I have here on this earth. And I'm not going to achieve all my worldly dreams in a month, but I am curious what I am going to be able to focus on and achieve without hours wasted every day on a cell phone. Now, I don't think that every second spent on a cell phone is a waste because let's admit what it is an outstanding tool when used as such. But what I found myself doing was not just, you know, learning a language or using the camera or using the calculator, or I was just scrolling oftentimes either on Instagram or on Reddit and just, sure, maybe finding out about news occasionally, but like, I found myself really just scrolling endlessly and not enjoying it. And not only that, like the algorithm is just eating up my eyeballs' attention and giving me like garbage that it thinks that I want and that it knew that I want. So that's why I don't want to use a cell phone this month, and I want to discover what it's like. I want to see and I want to feel like I'm alive. And that can exist within the four walls of an application. With that being said, though, I am curious still, and I was curious when I began, what activities in my life I would come across that a phone had previously been extremely helpful for. So let me take out my notepad that I've been taking notes in, because I don't have access to my phone. Before I do that, let me lay down some ground rules. I am still using my laptop at work, so I still have access to iMessage, etc. at work. And emails, etc. But my phone has to be off. So let me go over some things that I've noticed so far that I normally would have used the phone for. Right off the bat, I said I'm using a notebook now. I am a big person. I write down a lot of things a day, whether it's an idea for a song or an idea for the podcast or something that I want to talk to somebody about. I use the Notes app probably more than anything else on the phone. So I needed something to write down stuff to remember. So the very first note is I need something to write notes in. Next page, let's see. Oh, yeah, so taking notes. I'd never know what the time is. And while I was away this weekend, my watch also died. So I literally did not know what time it was all the time. Let's see. Oh, yeah, okay. Account verifications on websites. I did my taxes yesterday, and even logging into my TD Ameritrade, like, stock trading app, like, it needs my cell phone to, like, verify my phone number, to verify my identity, which is excruciatingly annoying on a device that I've owned for years now. So I have to admit, I've had to turn my phone on a couple of times to get those codes to verify my identity for websites. That's been extremely frustrating because just use my email, bro. But I think having to turn my phone on for those times was in the spirit of the rule because I had to get some information and then turn it back off. And it would have been a greater negative on my life not to be able to look at my trading accounts or to do my taxes. Other things that I've needed my phone for so far, music in the car. So for music in the car, I think I'm going to have to go back to an iPod, I guess, right? I do have CDs in the car, but I don't think that's of value. I think the happy medium is probably an MP3 style player or iPod. And I still have one from like 2014, the summer of 2014. I was going on maybe it was the summer of 2015. I was going on a Southwest road trip around for starting in Los Angeles. And a good buddy of mine who I work with, Jeff Bartlett, gave me an iPod Nano. And I never gave it back. I still have it. And sorry, Jeff, I did steal that from you. And I hope you don't mind that I'm using it for this exercise here. The weather. Now that it's the springtime and I'm going to be playing a lot more Frisbee, which is a sentence I'm not proud of, but I am proud of at the same time, I need to know the weather. And obviously, I used to always look at my phone for that or ask Soph. And now I'm just specifically going to be asking Soph. Making plans, yeah. So like inviting people to hang or inviting people to play Frisbee or whatever, making plans can be tough without a cell phone. It's not like I'm going to pick up my house phone and call them because I don't have one. I would if I had one, but I don't have a home phone to call people to make plans on. So it's email city, baby, or face-to-face. So if you're listening to this podcast and you've texted me, I'm sorry. That was a big burp. Sorry. If you've listened to this podcast and you're texting me, I'm sorry. I call me or call Soph or send me an email. The alarm clock. Obviously, every single morning I would wake up to an alarm clock for work because I wake up at an ungodly time to get to school to teach little minions. Sorry, did I say minions? I meant monsters. And the alarm clock is crucial in that. Years ago, my family got me one of those like sun alarm clocks where it like lights up at your specific time, and for some reason I go through periods of really, really liking it where it's like a gradual wake up, and other times I despise it. But I've started using it again and I really, really like it. So it's been really nice. It like has a nice bird chime and it slowly wakes me up. It's very natural and relaxing. And then we get back into these things that I use it as a tool as, and like I do a lot of Duolingo. Fortunately, obviously, I can still do Duolingo on the computer, but Duolingo for Italian is, yes, it's on both the phone and the computer, but Duolingo for music, which I think I'm a beta tester for, is only on the phone. And I don't know why. It seems just as applicable to the computer as any other language, but I have not been able to do any Duolingo music on the phone, which is frustrating because I've really been enjoying learning how to read music better. Chess. I do a lot of chess on the phone, and that's a great connection piece for me. And I think we'll talk about connections and community as far as using a cell phone in a little while. But chess is something that I do love to play. And fortunately, I can still do that on the computer, but it's not quite as good as playing it passively while you poop. Venmo is going to be a tough one. I just started a March Madness bracket, and I just realized now that I did ask people to Venmo me for that. So we'll see how that comes down the pike later on. Also, yeah, passively, quick left turn from the topic. If you want to be part of my March Madness bracket, send me a text. No, don't send me a text. Send me an email. Okay, now this podcast has gone on really long, which I'm happy to do because this is the first in a mini series about me not using a cell phone. Some things to take away. I think eventually when I reincorporate a phone into my life, if I choose to, I'm going to operate with it just as a tool and not as a toy, which I kind of recommend to everybody. Like, think to yourself, every time you pick up your phone because you got a text message or like you got a Candy Crush notification or whatever garbage is popping into your life, like, ask yourself, and when I open this, am I going to use this device as a tool or as a toy? And in theory, if you're using it as a toy, then like whoever created the app that you're using is probably using you as a tool, like as a marketing device, or you're being sold something, or your eyes are being crunched as numbers into the algorithm. Like, just ask yourself, are you using this device as a tool or a toy? And I guess another thing that these two go together, in my life, I need to be more about it. I need to be more about it. It's a saying I love saying to people, especially students, like, don't waste, like, be about it. If you want something to happen, be about it. which is a, you know, I guess the modern slangier way to say, you know, be the change that you wish to see. So I'm hoping to be more about things that I want to accomplish. And here's a real, you know, it's an honest take, I think. I wrote down in this notebook, phones are really nothing more than satiating devices. And here's what I mean. I think left and right, poor, you know, poor, middle class, whatever, black, white, Republican, Democrat, like, we are all aware that the fleece has been pulled over our eyes by the upper class. And I don't mean that as like they're better. They as the, you know, the upper, let's call it like financial class, like the wealthy own both parties. The federal government is not operating in the interests of the everyday person, the American citizen. We let this happen, but why haven't we done anything? Yeah, that's a weird hot take and not necessarily tied to cell phones, but the phone is nothing more than a satiating device. It allows us to feel as though we are occupied in a way that we can ignore all these real-world troubles. And honestly, there's a large parallel here between the cell phone and alcohol, et cetera. So that might be a little bit of a conspiracy sort of thing, but like, don't be satiated by this bologna in your hand. Put that on a t-shirt. Don't let your mind be occupied by this piece of garbage technology in your hand. Put it down and like, just realize there's a lot of stuff you can change if you put your phone down for a little while. Or just use your time differently, whether it's in your own life or you help somebody else that's in need. Or something. And I know that sounds preachy, but like, I think it's pretty obvious if we all just operated with more focus and intent on what we know are problems in our lives and our lives on a macro and micro level, I think the world would probably be better and we wouldn't be in such a capitalistic hellscape, I think is the word I wanted to say. What I'm trying to do is not at all be preachy, although I know that's exactly what I just did. I do not want this to come off as, man doesn't use cell phone for 4 days, thinks he knows all the answers. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. But I think that we can all agree that at a certain point, we have become the adults in the room. We can't look up to somebody else to solve problems in our lives. You have to get up and you have to solve a problem that you're experiencing. Or at least do what you can to try and solve the problem. We, as individuals, can't solve everything. And to do that, you have to be conscious of the way you're spending your time. And that's what exactly I want out of not wasting my hours on a cell phone. This is all almost meant to be said into a mirror as to why I'm reminding myself why I don't want to be wasting my time doing whatever, but specifically in regards to this podcast and this episode and this exercise within the month, not using hours of my day looking into a glass device. So anyway, this is day 4 of me not using a cell phone, and I hope that you are interested in this topic and you keep checking back in. And if this is of interest to you, like, Andy's Briefs has been growing, and I appreciate that, but it can only continue to grow if you guys listen and if you share it. So I don't know how people share podcasts, whether it's via link or just by word of mouth, but if you like this idea, if you're interested, please tell somebody about it and please listen. Anyway, this is Andy. See ya. Also, as one closing thought, yes, I understand the irony of most people streaming this show using their cell phone.